Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope, there we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
I shared it with some of my teammates, as well as the organization and everyone else in Boston. You guys will have me back. I plan on resigning it next year.
On October the 4th at TD Garden, Kyrie Irving making that pronouncement, which brilliantly took this topic off the chart, we thought, for the entire season. But that topic is now not only on the table, it is right in the middle of the table as Kyrie Irving, in the fallout of yesterday's trade of Kristaps Porzingis, with the fallout of the Knicks making it very clear they're going to pursue not one but two max free agents this summer, Kyrie Irving came to shoot around here at Madison Square Garden today and was asked about that pronouncement.
Well, I think it was just the excitement, you know, feeling emotionally invested, you know, coming off an injury, last season, trying to prove something, trying to be very much of a team-oriented player, which I am naturally. But at the end of the day, like I said, I spent the last 8 years trying to do what everybody else wanted me to do in terms of making my decisions and trying to validate through the media, through other personnel, managers, anybody in this business, and I don't owe anybody. For me, I think that the confidence that I have in myself and my abilities, I want to be able to control what I want to control. I still have confidence in Boston and what they can promise for the future and what we have in terms of our pieces. And that's what excited me a lot about the beginning of the season was the opportunity to, you know, come into this season really just doing what we planned on doing, set a goal and go after it, and then see what happens at the end of the season. So that was the plan before, and that's still the plan now. Obviously Boston's still at the head of that race, and that's just where it stands.
I think one of the dangers, and I'm going to bring Max in here in a second as we get into it, but there's a reason. Normally, I have this kind of rule because the pregame show tends to be short, and Celtics tonight, we try to get everything done. I don't like to play sound that lasts more than 12 or 15 seconds. But today is a day that I wanted to play this in its entirety so people who've just either heard little snippets of it or maybe a lot of you just read the comments online today, I think it's always better to hear it at length. And this was the one that got the most attention when Kyrie was asked about where his head was about making a decision.
At the end of the day, I'm going to do what I feel is best for my career. That's just where it stands. And my focus this season is winning the championship with the Boston Celtics. Obviously we had goals coming into the season, and the primary goal is to win the championship. So that's where my focus is.
Has your mindset shifted, though, in regards to re-signing with Boston, like the announcement?
Ask me July 1st.
Now, ask me July 1st became the headline today. I don't think people heard the answer that came before it.
Nor did they care.
Nor did they care. And okay. I think everyone wants to villainize everybody here because I think it's fair to say there is, within the basketball context, legitimate panic among a section of Celtics Nation, and I get that. Max, you give me your take on the events of today, however you describe them, and then I'll do mine.
My take on it right now is much to do about nothing. And I've said that before early on with Kyrie. I think that you put your best foot forward if you're the Boston Celtics. If you can win a championship, if you've done all those things, and Kyrie looks at this in a way that it is, a no-brainer. I think that he's going to come back. Maybe he wants to feel that love of going out being courted by all these teams. We don't know if that'll happen. But at the same time, let's just throw out a scenario. Let's say the Knicks are able to get somebody like Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving decides to come here. Didn't he just want to leave one of the best players to have what would be his own team? Mm-hmm. And if he came here with Kevin Durant, he would be
second fiddle.
Okay. All right. I'll let you go now, counselor.
Well, you and I know it's not good radio, but in a lot of ways we agree on this. And I think where we differ is not on what he said, but his decision to say it today. Now, when you listen to it, I think it's different than pulling out the headlines and seeing them on TV and the internet all day. I don't think there's any question about it. That being said, I will still stick with the following. What I tweeted this afternoon was this. Kyrie said what he was feeling on October 4th. He said what he was feeling today. And Kyrie will do and was always going to do whatever he wanted to do come July 1st. So anyone that thinks that anything changed today, that's just flat earth conversation. That's just killing time. My issue with today, I thought Kyrie Irving made a public relations mistake today by answering the questions the way he answered them when I believe his life and many of the lives of the people around him, including the guys in the room, his coaches, the staff, the organization, everyone's life would have been a lot easier had he just answered the question with, nothing's changed since October. He chose not to.
Yeah, I agree that it would be simpler, but life is not simple. And I think that if, you know, you're in this situation, if you're Kyrie Irving and you look at it, to me, what it does, it takes options off the table. And I was a player, so I understand if you have options and you have opportunities that you can make money. Hey, the Boston Celtics can pay him more than anybody else if it's about money. So, and he has more control on this team than he would maybe to another team that we go to. So in listening to what you said today when we got on the bus and listening to the snippets itself, and listening to the, you know, all of it, to me, it still made a lot of sense. Like, okay, yeah, I said it, but you know what? I'm just thinking about different things. So if you're called up into, like some guy said the other day when we first heard this, I remember in Boston a couple of days ago, whatever that game was, the last one they had in Boston, I remember Kyrie walking off the floor and some fan screams out, "Don't leave us, Kyrie!" Really? Dude, stay with the here and now. We'll see what happens. I mean, and this is what I talk to you about a lot, about projecting in the future and not living in the present.
Yep. I believe that Kyrie Irving has earned what comes the way of a max, quote-unquote, max contract free agent this summer, and that is the court. You know, what LeBron went through in 2010 when the teams courted him. If he wants to go through that, I don't think there is a soul alive, particularly at 26 years old, that wouldn't want to have that experience.
I wouldn't.
If you weren't, well,
I wouldn't. Well, I wouldn't, because I think that I look at it this way, that all the courting and all the stuff they do, they take you to gyms. They take you to their cities. How many times has Kyrie been to these cities? What is going to be different about their gym or their practice facility than yours?
I think it's more than that. I think it's the place that he – my point is that I'm not – if his desire is to feel that courtship, I do not begrudge him. I don't begrudge not only that, anything that he said today, I specifically had no problem with any of it. The issue to me was why say it? What purpose was served by saying it? That's all – that's my only point here.
Well, my thing about all that, and I'll say it like this, all the butt kissing, all that to me, it's unnecessary. If you're a player in this league and you know where you want to go, you're gonna do that. He's going to make that decision, and it probably won't be on the 1st of July. Knowing Kyrie Irving, he'll look at the landscape and let things move for a while before he makes that decision.
We literally don't know. I mean, Kevin Durant really is going to be the first domino to fall, and obviously the Knicks don't make this move if they don't think they're in legitimate contention. You know, maybe they do, and it's funny because to me the PR cloud – went from New York over the Celtics in the last 24 hours, because what the Knicks did, the cover of the New York Post today, which was brilliant, it basically photoshopped pictures of Durant, mm-hmm. Kyrie Irving, and Zion Williamson, who is projected to be the number one pick in the draft, if you don't know who he is. And the Knicks very much – the Knicks have the worst record right now in the NBA. And as Martin Lawrence once said, it ain't going to get no better, because, I mean, they're not going to play DeAndre Jordan and Wes Matthews enough to me to win more games and to hurt themselves in the draft lottery. So all that said, my point is that knowing this market and growing up here, Knicks fans who are, as you say so correctly, are starving for hope are going to – how many Knicks fans cut that out today and have it up on their wall, on their hope chest or whatever, for the next 5 months as to what might be here in New York?
Absolutely. You're so right. But how many Knicks fans at that time when it was – they made all that cap room – and LeBron was out there, and somebody else was out there, and they ended up with Stoudemire. What happens if that same thing happens again? They have to end up with one of those guys you talked about before. If they don't, it's a PR nightmare.
You don't think Mike Conley and Paul Millsap would get that done, huh?
That would be hell to the no.
All
okay.
Right. That's our 2 cents, such as it is, on the events of the day. There is actually going to be a basketball game here, which is affected by the deal yesterday, because yesterday the New York Knicks had 4 healthy true guards, and they traded 3 of them to Dallas, and obviously the new players haven't cleared physicals and they won't play tonight, so it's going to be a bit of a crazy night, obviously, for David Fizdale and the Knicks, who have not won at home at Madison Square Garden in exactly 2 months. They have lost 13 in a row on this floor, now had the worst record in the NBA.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random 2x found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.